This is Down to Brass Tacks, and I'm David Ellis. Note this day, Friday, the 25th day of May 2018. One person said, "The power of the people is much stronger than the people in power." We learned that last night, for it was a watershed in this country's political history. After yesterday's general election, into this morning, we experienced a political earthquake that has left the Democratic Labour Party in ruins. Today at noon, we cross over to Government House Live for the swearing-in of Mia Amor Motley as the new Prime Minister of Barbados. This is your time to speak. Call us at 4341-790. Hello, welcome to the program.
Morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
A tired David Ellis and a tired me. I watched everything last night to you and listened to everything too on your station. But what I'm calling about, right, ain't nothing to think about, but it's just a little something that will make you smile. When my son Philip, when you realize that John was beating him.
Remember this. Let me tell you something.
No, you're nothing wrong, though.
Right, so just to tell me that you ain't calling no names. I mean,
no, but listen, there's many people named John. Anyhow.
No. Just remember this. When you said, when my St. Philip friend was losing, you mean your St. Philip friend as distinct from a politician, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But when he went home and he sat in front of the television and he started to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he did? He just put on John King's song, "How Many More Jobs." That's all I have to say. Going to carry this load.
Okay. What are the lessons to be learned from all that we have experienced in the last 24 hours? And how do you see Barbados going forward now in these circumstances? How do you think that we could make sure that the voice of the people is heard throughout an administration? Your thoughts. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello.
Hello, good morning, David.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
David, you know what happened? What sing the boat for them too is when they curse the woman and they curse me and they curse the woman in the BLP. When you curse a woman, you're cursing all women. And I hope Steve Blackett and everyone that say nasty things would come out and apologize. You know, but I'm telling you, they was arrogant. They think they have it, everything for themselves, and they think Bajet was just sitting down.
My question is, though, what do you think causes people to get to that point? Because usually when people come into office, they don't come in like that. But give them a little bit of time and, you know, they start to feel as though they're under attack all the time. You know, we took a fair amount of criticism from these guys on the political platform, but I want to make this point. Now, you as a regular caller to this program, when the Barbados Labour Party was losing office in 2007, you put us under the same kind of pressure, and subsequent to that, you put us under. And what both you and them fail to understand is that if the media is doing its job correctly, it ought to reflect the reality of what is happening out there on the ground and put people in positions of responsibility to respond. But instead of doing that, what you all end up doing is attacking the messenger all too often. You did it, and they did it.
But hold on a minute. Now, can I speak now, please?
Yes, of course you can.
Unless you tell me bye-bye. Now, listen to me. You did put the BLP under pressure too, you know.
And what was wrong with that? Didn't they reach the point? Did they not reach the point where people were saying they needed to respond to them?
Because you was keep saying you need a change too, and the change now, Barbados.
I don't recall myself making any claim that there needed to be a change. I was not going to
go back to your.
Winnie, I am not that stupid. I am not going to come here. I am not going to come on air, Winnie. If that is your interpretation, fine. But I know I'm not that stupid. in the midst of an election campaign to come and talk about we need a change. No, I was never going to do that.
When the BLP was in power, you were saying it. I'm not talking about the Dems. You never said it. We people need a change.
You go and find.
Anyway.
Listen, you would have to go and find a tape and play it for me where you can conclusively prove that. All I'm saying to you is that just as happened in previous times, these administrations reach a point where rather than focus on what people are saying to them about the weaknesses of their operations, instead they go and attack the people instead.
Wait, can I talk because you keep I want to just finish talk and everything. Listen to me. We got the 90 days extension, my husband said, everyone that knows my husband can tell you, he said he want 30 seats. I said we want all seats, right? And what happened? We get it by the grace of God. But what I can say to the Prime Minister now and to everyone, don't get complacent. Do the people work. Come and let the people know every month what you're doing, because the Bajans are watching. And this is history in the making, right? And do not let this history be a failure. I know she's going to do what she said she's going to do with the help of God and the ministers and the members behind. But all I could say, I couldn't go to the last two meetings because my foot was really bad, and I went to the doctor. I couldn't even go down to Roebuck Street last night because I was really feeling bad. But all I can say, God do not sleep. God do not like nasty. God do not like ugly. And I tell you, be honestly, there is one moderator on your program. Up till now, I cannot find out which party he supports, and that is Mr. Dennis Johnson. He did his work like a gentleman. He didn't pick side. And I'm telling you, if there's a gold medal to be given out, he the one should get it. I can never say Mr. Johnson is a Dem, a B, or N, or a P, because he'll never let no one know what he is. He goes down the straight and narrow line. And I bless God for him, because he's the only moderator that ever come on your program and never show his alliance. Never. And I'm telling you, we won, and we are going to do what we said with the help of the Almighty God. I stopped going to church, but I know there is a God. And we are going to do it, and we give them a clean sweep, and then we use them up and map them out.
Down to brass tacks. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. So, just to congratulate designate Prime Minister Mia Motley that she has fought a good fight, and that I hope her continued success. There is no opposition now, so she should be able to do whatever she needs to do to get this country back as how it should be.
What do you believe needs to be done? What is it that you want to see improved?
Well, I'm a foreigner here.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived here 10 years. No, I had exercised my vote. I had a right to vote, so I had exercised my vote.
Okay.
And I'm glad that she get her chance. And I hope that within the party there will be no division. You understand? That is the strength that I hope God will give them, that they can able to relate their issues whenever it arises. Because you know the enemy is always at work.
Okay.
Right now, Mr. Ellis,
turn that radio. There's a radio in the background that is keeping a lot of noise. It's distracting us.
All right.
Yes, you were saying.
It turned on. What I'm trying to say to you is that right now, Mr. Ellis, you're listening?
No, I want you to turn that radio down.
Yes, I'm good.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. Down.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
I recognize that you're an intelligent journalist. I've listened to your program. I've listened to you speak on many issues. But this morning, while you were on the program counting, getting results of the votes, I cannot believe that you would denounce George Pilgrim.
George Pilgrim?
I heard you say that you mean to say George Pilgrim could not even win one box at Comeen?
No, he won two.
Huh?
He won two.
So what I'm saying, but before you got the result that he won two, you were denouncing him that he could not even win one box.
I don't think that I was specific to George Pilgrim at the time.
Yes, I'm telling
okay,
you. And
okay.
Then now, when you got
you.
The results that he had won two box, your remark was excellent. Now, if you're a teacher and you're marking a grade of a student within 1 to 10, and the student got 2, you would call that excellent?
But you obviously didn't understand the context in which it was said. First of all, we were talking about whether the Democratic Labour Party had won any boxes. And that is when it was pointed out to me that George Pilgrim had won 2 boxes in St. John. But it is against the backdrop of the Democratic Labour Party losing so many boxes in the entire election that I made the facetious comment of excellent. It was only in that context because.
Why did you do that, though? I mean, what have you gained out of that?
Well, you know, I don't think it's a big issue. Tell you the truth.
Not really, but it's about your intellect. You shouldn't go into that. I mean, anyway, that's beyond the point. What we are trying to do now, you had asked me what I would like to see happening within this new administration. I am only praying and asking God to give her the wisdom to lead, because so many things between the party that has divided them during the years that I am, the 10 years that I have been here, know that they have won by a landslide, it should give them the more strength to be a team. So whether or not the International Monetary Fund has been, she would introduce it, I should say yes. That is a good decision, because you will be able to, whatever budget you will be read after the budget, next budget, you'll be able to know what is there, the resources that this government left and whatever other resources that's there. So I only hope she will be able to, the cabinet that she presides over now, I only hope that whatever ministerial that she give each member, they will accept it with a good heart and able to do it best, not for themselves, but for Barbados.
Thank you very much. You do too. Somebody is raising the question of how will the Senate be comprised, especially those 2 seats that would normally go to the official opposition. There is no official opposition right now. So we'll wait and see how the new Prime Minister handles this particular matter, whether she may be magnanimous enough to do what I believe Keith Mitchell had done in Grenada, in similar circumstances, to offer the established opposition party the 2 seats in the Senate, or whether she may even look to give offer one to one party and one to the other. I don't know. We'll wait and see how that works out. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Yes, sir. Mr. Ellis.
Hello.
A pleasant day to you, sir.
And to you, too.
Let me say a very special thanks to your radio station over the years and the input that it has had in this country. Before I go any further, I want to say we have been delivered. We have been, and all of those persons who would have prayed and prayed and prayed for a transformation of this country, their prayers have been heard, this morning. There's a fresh breeze. Everything in this country feels different this morning. I want to congratulate the leader of the Barbados Labour Party and all the candidates who were successful and all those persons who would have supported the Barbados Labour Party in this exercise. And I'm very aware, because I came in, went into Parliament in what it would consider to be in 1999, in what you would consider to be that similar event. I am of the opinion that we have reached a point in this country that people supported the vote against the government because something you have just said, the former government. You cannot be arrogant. You cannot be determined to talk down on people. You cannot feel within yourself that you have a position. People will revolt. I was here, Tom Adams said, the late Tom Adams, the same people that cheer you are the same people that jeer you.
Move from hero to zero.
Hero to zero. I want to say to the members of the Barbados Labour Party who have been successful, the people vote, and they vote for a change. They did not vote for a continuation of rock stars, superstars. They vote for a continuation of transformation of this country. And I am appealing this morning that all of those persons who have been successful with the Barbados Labour Party understand that they have got a duty to this country. And the duty starts with representation, not self-satisfaction. Because if you go into self-satisfaction, it is likely that the same things that have happened to the former government will happen to you. Point of interest is that the government of this country provides you, members of parliament, with facilities to serve your constituency. And I am hoping that you respect that gift from the people of Barbados. One, you are given a constituency office. I'm also saying that immediately almost 150 people are likely to be employed in this system. Constituency assistants, cleaners, different people. So here it is that you are now going to employ within the boundaries of that constituency office people who will gain employment, who might not have been people who have been working before. I am begging, I am pleading, Mr. Edwards, David, I am pleading, that the system of representation comes back into this country. I am pleading that those constituency offices that have been given for you to work within those constituency offices, one, when we call, we do not want to hear an answering service. We want to hear a live voice. You have to have at least, if no more than 2 or 3 days a week, within that constituency office for 2 to 3 or 4 hours, seeing your constituents. You cannot grant everybody what they ask for, but you're in a position to hear what they request is likely. If you do not do this to you newcomers, all of you newcomers, get involved with your constituency. Ms. Ellis, people might have condemned you over the years. You and me had our run-ins, but the run-ins was for a purpose. The run-ins was for a purpose. You always used to say to me, you and your party. I accepted that. I never ran away from it. But I feel vindicated this morning that many of the things that the former government has done and have been accused of, that the people of this country had gotten a chance to pay them back in their own kind. In their own kind. You cannot, Mr. Ellis, you cannot come and beg me for a vote and then turn your back on me. You cannot come and tell me X and then do Y. The Barbados Labour Party has been an institution for over 80 years. And when you look at the formation of the Barbados Labour Party, Grantley Adams once said, the day will come when this country will be run by, that is when Miss Bourne will have a leader, a female at the head. Barrett said, the day will come when one of your people from here in St. John will become your representative. God has answered prayers over the years. I am appealing, Mr. Ellis. I want to thank you again. I want to thank Starcom, regardless of what people might have said, that you never give me an easy break. You did not give me an easy break because you did not want me to talk foolishness on the radio. You liked what I was saying, but you wanted to hear the facts. You understood exactly where it was coming from. And I'm saying this morning, on the day after the 25th of May, 2018, I am happy and vindicated, but I'm also sending out a warning. We have not voted for rock stars. We voted for people to work. We have not voted for people to get, right? That is all I'm saying.
Thank you very much. There's a question here from somebody who says that they heard the Prime Minister designate say this 4-day morning that all businesses will close today at 1 p.m. except banks, supermarkets, and essential services. But the owner of one establishment is making his staff work until 7 p.m. tonight, and they want to know whether he can do that. Well, I want to go back to what we reported. You said that Ms. Motley didn't announce a full public holiday, but said school children would get the day off, with many businesses except banks, supermarkets, and hotels to close at 1 p.m., and the cabinet would be appointed before Monday. I would need to be guided on the extent to which the announcement by the Prime Minister designate, remember, she hasn't even been sworn in yet as Prime Minister of Barbados. That will happen around noon. So I don't know to what extent her comments on that matter may have force of law. And to what extent, even if as Prime Minister, she just immediately after being sworn in said something like that, I would also need to be guided on the degree to which it binds the hands of businesses to do as has been suggested, okay? I can't answer that question right now, so I'll seek guidance on it. Thank you very much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
A blessed and a spirit-filled weekend to you and yours, the staff at Starcom and all this.
Thank you, and thank all the many people who have been expressing their thanks to the staff of this company for the work that was done last night. It's a combination of the people who work here at Starcom and our colleagues at The Nation, and we're glad that you enjoyed the coverage.
Yes, I did. Mr. Ellis, I stood up all night, and I want to say good morning to my sisters and my brothers and my family overseas who locked on and was listening also. And I really respect Ms. Motley when she came on the platform to speak, and she mentioned the former Prime Minister, the crowd went in a frenzy.
At least twice.
And that touched my heart when she told them, cease and settle not about here. And I really respect her for that. Whether it is the opposition, the loss, whatever, she still respected the party. And I respect her for that. And as Mr. Williams and others say, I hope and pray that, I know we can't get it a miracle, but I hope that the country will come back to itself. And I want to pay homage this morning to my mom, Lady Jean Lady Jordan, and Rudolph Boynton Brown.
Okay.
I know they're probably, if their spirit are around, they are smiling this morning.
Why is that? Because they were strong supporters
Mr.
of the
Ellis,
Labour Party?
Mr. Ellis, you don't know my mother, my stepfather.
You tell me. I may know them, but the rest of the public doesn't.
Well, anybody that know my mother, know my stepfather really good. Boytma and Lady, they know who they represented.
Yeah, Boytma used to hold dances.
I born right, Boytma and Boo. I born in the BLP family, all two sides. But as I am, when things ain't going right and you're wrong, I say you're wrong, and I do what I have to do.
Okay.
But my mother and my family stuck it right through.
Thank you.
And
very
I am ashamed to say that.
Now, there's so many messages of congratulations to the new government. This person says here that they want to make 3 points. Congratulations to the new Prime Minister of Barbados and the BLP government. I hope they realize Bajans are now becoming more aware of what is happening here and are not afraid to make their voices heard anymore, so they will be judged accordingly. I hope they live up to the promises in the manifesto. If not, they too will be dealt with next election. I think that these new parties need to come together and form one political party and get themselves ready for the next election. The ideas coming from them were refreshing, and to me, they can actually stand a chance in 2023. As you began, the power of the people is greater than the people in power. Down to Brass Tacks, hello.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, good morning.
How are you doing, man?
I'm well, and you? Is this Leroy McLean?
Yes, it is. It is.
Good morning, Leroy.
Yeah, you know, I've had some queries from some of my well-wishers wondering how I feel today.
Yes.
I feel great, Mr. Ellis.
Why?
I posted on Facebook something which I tell you. Over a year ago, I told the General Secretary of the Democratic Labor Party that if I had my way, I would distance the Democratic Labor Party from the government because the government was making the Democratic Labor Party look bad. And the result of yesterday's poll is something which my brother and I have discussed many times, that one day the people of Barbados will vote for one party. And I think that basically Mr. Stewart brought the Democratic Labour Party to its knees and has now reduced it to basically a fringe element on the political landscape in Barbados now. When you see the extent of the defeat. And you know, it is painful in a way. But on the other side, I must say that it is good for the Democratic Labour Party because I don't think that many of those persons who were defeated will be around the Democratic Labour Party any longer because they were not around the party before it got into power and they will disappear again.
That's a very interesting point. I mean, in my job, I have had to come into contact with people. And, I mean, if you look at Democratic Labour Party headquarters now, after 10 years in office, surely... Yeah, the state of it. And that speaks a lot to how the people who have been in influential positions in that party have seen their connection with that party. There's going to be a cleansing inside the Democratic Labour Party. I remember seeing a guy a couple months ago. He has long been a DLP supporter. And he said to me, I'm done with them. After 37 years, Mr. Ellis, would you believe that I'm finished with them? And he related to me two incidents coming out of the annual conference, the last one that he had attended. And he said he was so hurt by the way things went down. I think, you know, you and I have spoken off the record about your own views about what's been happening within the Democratic Labour Party. And they certainly accord with all that you've just said to us here. How do you see them coming back? What do they need to do now?
The first thing that I think the party should happen. Mr. Stewart should tender his resignation as president of the party and Mr. Pilgrim as general secretary. Because we had the disgraceful situation whereby the only person who knew the date for the election, I assume, was Mr. Stewart. And yet when he gave that date, the Democratic Labour Party was not ready for the election. And having to fight an election over a short period. And when you look at, one has to wonder if some of these things were not deliberate. You have the date after waiting so long. You announce the date the Thursday before the Barbados Labour Party has its Heroes Day picnic, resulting in the largest picnic they have ever had. During the in the midst of an election campaign, your permanent secretary sends out a letter to the public servants of Barbados saying, we are not discussing anything more about salaries with you, and furthermore, what we have offered, we're taking off the table. You know, how insensitive and ill-timed that was. You know, and you look at the whole, every day that was delayed in announcing the date for election got people more and more incensed. And this is the result. You know, you basically, Mr. Stewart has brought the Democratic Labour Party to its knees.
I have heard some people say quite a lot that they interpreted his approach as revenge against the eager 11. How do you see that?